The fourth KPI is becoming really important. It's about sustainable sourcing. More specifically, Scope 3. Scope 3 is about reduction of the carbon emissions in your suppliers and their sub-suppliers' domain. It is challenging because you are required to monitor the manufacturing activity level-wise emissions in your suppliers' activity in all of their factories and in all of their respective sub-suppliers. It is quite a difficult task, and we are just getting started with that kind of a complexity. The approach that is being followed today, which in my view it's still okay, is the total carbon emissions reduced. And you have seen firms who are committing to their net zero goals. Some are committing at 2030, some are committing at 2040, some are committing at 2050. In nutshell, every firm will become accountable for achieving a net zero status in the future, some sooner than the others. However, in my view, there is a better way of monitoring, or let's say addressing, the Scope 3, which is setting up the percentage of green energy use for your supplier's manufacturing activity. Let me give you an example. If in your supplier's factory you're buying a product and the supplier's factory is powered by a coal or a furnace oil or a diesel genset to manufacture your product assembly, you must enforce your supplier to use a 20% or a 30% at least energy using a green energy source such as solar or wind or something else. Setting up these thresholds is far more easier and have a greater impact than just setting up a net carbon emission reduction target and then struggling to, let's say, monitor what's the baseline, what's the new reduced, let's say, emission, etc. Now, this concept is not new. In fact, this concept is loosely connected with what Apple has already done. And I was very fascinated by that specific project of Apple's in the sustainability domain. The screenshot that you're looking at your screen is something from, I think, one and a half years back, where they have introduced this feature in their settings that the user can choose to charge their phone only when a clean energy is available from their grid. Now, this is only available for certain region in the US, but you understand the concept. Instead of just monitoring the reduction in carbon emissions, because people can buy carbon credits and greenwash their way, focus upon the actual utilization of the green energy resources. This concept will get more credibility and more attention as the world becomes more mature about handling Scope 3. So focus upon the utilization of the green resources and green energies rather than just plain reduction of the carbon emissions, because people can always buy those carbon credits and claim their net zero status, which is wrong in the first place. In fact, you must introduce this Scope 3 aspect, or the percentage utilization of the green energy in manufacturing process kind of targets, in your sourcing process. If you have not introduced sustainability in this part of your sourcing projects, sourcing evaluation frameworks yet, you're already lagging behind from, in fact, most of the legislative requirements. From 2 years from now, or 3 years from now, you will be asked to prove if you're shipping a product to a certain country, your sales or the marketing team will reach out to you so that you have to prove that the product has been manufactured using the sustainable sources. More so, you will have to prove that you promote sustainable sourcing practices. And you will have to showcase these evaluation activities, your sourcing process, of how exactly have you implemented this. So please go today and then implement a new procurement evaluation framework and do two things. A, in your evaluation criteria, introduce sustainability. How you will do that? If you want me, I will make a detailed video on this particular aspect separately. The second thing you should do is start measuring or start implementing the percentage utilization of green energy in the manufacturing process at your supplier side. parting comments. It will become quite challenging. Eventually, you will be forced into do this, but please start mapping your value chains. List down your suppliers in an Excel file. Please do not go through any external third-party tool. Nobody knows what is going on, how to map this. Everybody will ask you for this data eventually. So start in a very simple Excel file. List down your top 50, 100, 200, 2000 suppliers. And over the next 3 months or so, list down their tier 1 and their tier 2 suppliers. This becomes quite complex because each supplier will have multiple factories, right? And consolidating this information needs at least 3 to 4 months of dedicated effort. Start now.